Perfect by Rachel Joyce.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my mother and my son Joe, without an E. Only when the clock stops does time come to life. William Faulkner, The Sound and the Fury. Prologue, The Addition of Time. In 1972, 2 seconds were added to time. Britain agreed to join the common market, and beg, steal or borrow by the new seekers was the entry for Eurovision. The seconds were added because it was a leap year, and time was out of joint with the movement of the earth. The New Seekers did not win the Eurovision Song Contest, but that had nothing to do with the Earth's movement, and nothing to do with the 2 seconds either. The addition of time terrified Byron Hemmings. At 11 years old, he was an imaginative boy. He lay awake, picturing it happen, and his heart flapped like a bird. He watched the clocks, trying to catch them at it. "When will they do it?" he asked his mother. She stood at the new breakfast counter, dicing quarters of apple. The morning sun spilled through the French windows in such clean squares he could stand in them. "Probably when we're asleep," she said. Asleep? Things were even worse than he thought. Or maybe when we're awake. He got the impression she didn't actually know. 2 seconds are nothing, she smiled. "Please drink up your son quick." Her eyes were bright, her skirt pressed, her hair blow-dried. Byron had heard about the extra seconds from his friend James Lowe. James was...